And which Mishnah is it in Tzreinikas? The very Mishnah is our own Mishnah. What did we learn there? Basura nises leyom rabi. A basura gets married on Wednesday. So the inference is leyom rabi in. On Wednesday, yes. So that the bio is on Wednesday night. But leyom chamishi lo. But on the fifth day, not. On Thursday, not. When the beer would be on Thursday night, which would be very good for us, it's not, I said, on the broker on dogim, it's not the broker on dogim, it's the broker on man. On man, because it's Friday, you see, Thursday night. But on Thursday, he's not allowed to get married. My time, or what is the reason? Mishum ikrure dato. Because he will cool down in the meantime. From Thursday night to Monday morning, he'll cool down and he won't come to the Bezdin. Ask the Gemara Ulamai. Ulamai means, what are we afraid of? What are we afraid of that he will cool down? What are we afraid of? Ila Mesav lo Kesubo. If it is because then he will give her the full kasuba, he'll give her 200 instead of giving her 100. Lazy floor, let him give it to her. So because of that, have we got to make all this fuss? Doesn't worry us. Elola Usrola. But we must say, because we are afraid that she might not be permitted to him, that he's not allowed to live with her. And so we are worried and we are concerned, and there is an urgency that about his coming to the Beis Din on the next morning. Now, so that we know already, the question of Isu, making her a Sura to him. Now comes the second point, Udakotoin Tainomai, and when he pleads, what is the nature of his plea? Says the Gemara, love, surely the Katoin time is Pesach Pesuach. That he says Pesach Pesuach Motzasi. And therefore we are afraid that she will talk it out, she'll talk him out of it. And she says, you were wrong. She'll talk him out of it. So we see that Pesach Pesuach he is believed. So we've got a proof from our Mishnah that Pesach Pesuach he is believed. Can you understand that proof?
No.
You don't understand the proof. Michael, do you understand the proof?
I think so.
Let me just go over it. Over it.
No, I understand.
Let us just go over it simply. The first thing is quod est demonstrandum. What is it that we've got to prove? The first thing that we've got to prove is that Pesach Pesuach is also believed. Dr. Morrow explained to me that he would be late, but I didn't expect him quite as early as this. And there was an apology also from Dr. Cohen, who left this today for France. He was far away here. Now, what we have got to prove is, what the Gemara wants to prove is, that if a person says Pesach Pesuach Motzasi, I found the Pesach Pesuach, Ne Emon Da Osrola, he is believed, and his wife becomes prohibited to him. Of course, it means in the case of Ashes Kalei, or Pechusa Vivas Kimo Shonim Biyamecha. Only in those two cases it's speaking. Report that when she was less than 3 years old. Only in those two cases. That is what we want to prove. So if we succeed in proving it, we've got an interesting situation. That means, first of all, Rabbi Elozor didn't tell us anything new. We know it from our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, so what is Rabbi Elozor telling us? It's a Mishnah. And the second thing is, it's a support to Rabbi Elozor. But we don't need that. It's a question, what does Rabbi Elozor have to tell us? It's a Mishnah. That is going to be, and it'll be a difficulty.
So, this Mishnah is brought, in a sense, to almost to discount the necessity of all the
exactly, of Rabbi Elozor. What is Rabbi Elozor telling us when this is a Mishnah? What is the Mishnah? The Mishnah consists of these four words: Besulo Niseis Leyel Morbi'i. A Besulo gets married on Wednesday. Not on Thursday. But Thursday is such a good day. Then the beer is on Thursday night, and Thursday night belongs to Friday. Friday was the brocha that Hashem gave to the man and the woman through Ruh. It is such a good time. Yes, but we are afraid if he gets married on Thursday, then the Beis Din only sits on Monday, and he will wait till Monday. He will calm down, and he won't come to the Beis Din on Monday. Right. What are we afraid of if he doesn't come? What is the urgency that he must come? What is the catastrophe if he doesn't come? That instead of giving her a 200 kasuba, you'll give her a 100 kasuba. That instead of giving her at least 100, he will give her a 200 kasuba. If he wants to give her 200 for the greatest of pleasure, then he'll give her 200. Who worries about that? Well, that we've got to worry about. And it's an urgency, and we are afraid. We should be cruelly doubt, and it can't be on Thursday for that. Who worries about that? Wants to give her 200 instead of 100, that's his lookout. He can give her 200. So we are forced to say that the reason is why the wedding must be on Wednesday and not on Thursday. Because we are afraid she isn't a Basulo, we are afraid that he will keep her as his wife, and he's not permitted to keep her as his wife. So we've got as far as that. Now, the question is, so when he comes on Thursday morning, what is his plea? What does he say? It can only be one of two things. It can only be, I didn't find any dumb, or I found a Pesach Posuach. Now, the Havamina of the Gemara is, assumption of the Gemara is, that if he wouldn't have found dam, he wouldn't have found blood, we wouldn't have to worry about a krurei daito. Because there he's so certain about it, and he's so worked up, he will still come to the Beis Din on Monday. So it's not about dam that he's speaking. That's the assumption of the Gemara. But if he's speaking about Pesach Pesuach, that's the more likely one. It's speaking about Pesach Pesuach. And if he's speaking about Pesach Pesuach, so we know that he's got to get married on Wednesday night. Because if he waits till Thursday, he'll be krurei daito. And why are we so afraid he will keep her when she's not permitted to be kept? And what is his plea? His plea is surely the one that we are afraid, Pesach Pesuach. So we see that Pesach Pesuach, if he says Pesach Pesuach, he is believed, and he comes to the Beis Din and he says that he isn't allowed to keep her. Got that clear? Mm-hmm. David, is that better?
Yes,
that's all it is. Answers the Gemara, just let me finish that. Answers the Gemara, says yes, but it's not conclusive. It's not conclusive. Because I can say that the plea with which he comes the next day is dumb. I didn't find any dumb. And not Pesach Pesuach Motzasi. It's not conclusive. I don't have to say that. So since it's not conclusive, from the Mishnah there is no proof. Yes?
this is the conclusion of the Gemara I'm giving you. So the Gemara answers
the part that just threw out.
Yes, I'll explain it to you. So the Gemara now says, so from here it would appear that from the Mishnah we can bring a proof that Pesach posuach motzo si ne'emon le'usro ono. Fine. So the Gemara says, but it's not conclusive, because I can say that the taina that he comes with for in the Mishnah is dumb. He says, lo motzosi dam, I didn't find any dam. That is why we say, you didn't find any dam, this is serious. Didn't find any dam. Can't live with her. But if he would have said, I found a Pesach posuach motzosi, we'd say, look here, how do you know? He says, I know. Are you a doctor? No, I'm not a doctor. Then how do you know? He says, well, okay, you can't know. Can't know. It's not conclusive from there. And there the Gemara, if it's not conclusive from there, so Rabbi Elazar is needed. You understand, Philip?
Yes.
Then we need Rabbi Elazar, because without Rabbi Elazar we wouldn't have known. So therefore we've got Rabbi Elazar who tells us that, but with it, from the Mishnah alone we wouldn't have known it. So Rabbi Elazar tells us that.
In other words, what we've had here in a way, seems to be a series of attacks, quote unquote, on the relevancy of Rabbi Elazar, and each time a defense is found to justify what he has done.
Well, that
in a way, in other words, this is a form of argumentation.
Yes. Well, this is really the first time that the Gemara has gone out with that. Now, let us do it inside. it's the fourth. It's a little of the fifth line. Let us do it inside. You see how easy it is. Omar Abaya said, Abaya, Afanan Nami Kaninu. We also learned that Ahoome Pesa Posuach Motsosi Nemon the Osro Olov. We learned that in a Mishnah. And we learned it that if he says Pesach posuach motzosi, he is believed, and we don't say he imagined it. We say we believe, and it's in our Mishnah. Where's the proof? In the Mishnah it says that the first four words of the Mishnah are Besula nises leyom orabi, that a Besula gets married on Wednesday. So the inference is leyom rabi in leyom chamishi lo. On Wednesday, yes, but on Thursday, no. My time. What is the reason that we are so strict about this? Mishumi krure dato. Because we are afraid that he will calm down, he will cool down. What are we afraid of? He'll cool down. Ulamai, for what purpose? We say we are afraid he'll cool down. What are we afraid of? Ila meisiv lo kesubo neisiv lo. If it is that he will give her 200 instead of 100, he give her a full kasuba instead of a half kasuba. Right, let him give. We don't have to go and be so anxious and worried and concerned about it. Elo, but surely la ostrolo. Surely it is our Mishnah is speaking that there is a question of her being forbidden to him that is involved. Good. That's the first step we've got. Now let us come to the second step. What is his plea? Says Abaya, Udekotoi in Kainomai, and when he pleads, what is the nature of his plea? Udekotoi in Kaino, and when he pleads, my love, surely it is the Kotoin that his plea is, Tainas Pesach Posuach. The plea of Pesach Posuach. Why should it be Pesach Posuach Why should we assume that it's Pesach Pesuach?
Because
there wouldn't be a Kruri Daitor, says the Gemara, if it was that didn't find down, there wouldn't be a Kruri Daitor. If the plea would have been he didn't find blood, there wouldn't be, he wouldn't cool down. Because this is such a definite thing.
So there would be no question to worry about.
No, we wouldn't worry because we know he'd come. He could get married on Thursday. We wouldn't worry about it.
So
we know he'd come and did. So therefore,
we know what temple is going to be.
We can assume that it's Pesach Pesuach. So we see that if a person from the Mishnah, we can deduce that if he came with a plea of Pesach Pesuach, she would become a surah to him. Although Pesach Pesuach, there is just a little bit of a doubt. There is not an absolute certainty about it. Nevertheless, we walk, and you know, remember how we learned it, because Shavi Alechat Nichod Yisur, and we found their modest, right?
Uh-huh.
Answers the Gemara, just as we finish this off now. Answers the Gemara, no, not. It's not conclusive, no. The Ketorin time is dawning. Our Mishnah is speaking where he comes along and he says, dumb. You don't have to say that it's Pesach Pesuach. Say that his plea is dumb. I didn't find dumb. And we are afraid even because of dumb, we are afraid because of his Kruri Daitor. It's not conclusive that it is Pesach Pesuach. I can learn the Mishnah that it's dumb. I dummy won't cool down. We are afraid. You don't know women. She can speak him into it. She won't be able to say that you did see dumb, as she could say it was Pesach No'ul. She wouldn't be able to say that, but she would be able to say, oh, you know, look here, it's true, it happened, there was different things happened, something happened before, anyway, let us rather get to the symphony concert, speak about it afterwards, and there are all sorts of things that can happen in between. That is why we say it. But the Taina, he comes with dumb. But Pesach Pesuach, we wouldn't know from our Mishnah. It's not conclusive. Therefore, we need Rabbi Elozer. Rabbi Elozer is, that's his Hiddush. Just as now, let us do the Rashi also, then we clinch the whole thing. Do the Rashi, please. Af Anan Namitanino. Af Anan Namitanino. In the short lines, the end of the first short line. The end of the first short line. Got it? Af Anan Namitanino. We also have learned the Tohen Pesach Pesuach Motzosi Osro Olof, that if he says Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, she becomes Asura to him. V'lo Amrina lo Kimle. And we do not say, but he's not certain about it. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Elozer. We don't say, he's not certain, but we accept it. Ikrule Dato, says Rashi, Ad Sheini B'Shabbos, they will be cooling off until Ad Sheini B'Shabbos Abo, until Monday of the coming week. Os the Gemara Ulamai Kapti Rabon. And why are the Rabbonon so exacting and so anxious? I Mikrora Daite, and want to avoid that there should be Krirus Das, that he should cool down. If it is to give her a kasuba, Nasif Lo, let him give her. Ma Lonu Lav Sido. It's not our business to see that she doesn't get 200. Faharehu Lo Semidas. He gives it knowingly. And if he gives it knowingly, he gives it willingly, with the greatest of pleasure. What is it what he does? El or love, but surely La Osro. That she should become forbidden to him who did a kaptino. That is what the Chachomim are anxious about. Yes? Shelo yakarev dato, that he shouldn't cool down, v'yikayim esu asuro, and he will keep her who is esu asuro, and keep her who is forbidden to him. almost so we see ki osi vetoin asrinon lo ale. When he comes and he presents his Steiner, we make her forbidden to him. And we assume that the Steiner is Pesach Pesuach. Answers the Gemara, no, Steiner's domin. The Steiner mevureres he. It is a clear Steiner. And Steiner of Pesach Pesuach Metzosi is not altogether clear. But this is a clear Steiner he. I didn't find any dumb. The lekolamemolokimle, and we can't under any circumstances say you must have made a mistake. There was dumb. Can't say that. Avo be Pesach Pesuach emoloch lokimle. But with Pesach Pesuach, I would say, we would say to him, you can't be certain, and we would let it be. We say, you keep her. You can't be certain. So that is why it is necessary for us to have Rabbi El Ozer.
That last part of the Rashi seems to be explaining the same reason why
it's not applicable in the case of Dami. Because it's so, in Pesach Pesuach, it's uncertain. He doesn't really know, so he may pull off. Yes.
But in the case of Dami,
it's Mevureres, it's true Mevureres, but still the Chachomim, this is such a serious matter, that the Chachomim are still afraid, even under these circumstances, that it would be Krurei Dato. The only thing is, you've got to understand that for Pesach Pesuach, the Krurei Dato is, she will talk him into it that it was a Pesach Nohu. But with that he didn't find dam, she can't talk him into it that there was dam. It's a different kind of talking into it. You follow? She'll talk to him and okay, it happened before. And swear. What do you want to make such a fuss about it? You think you're the only one like that. It happens all the time and nobody goes running to the bizdin. And what do you want to make a fuss about?
So in other words,
I'll be a very good wife to you. Haven't you already enjoyed some of my fare? And look at the way I look after you. It's a different type of you say we're afraid of that also.
So the conclusion of the Gemara is not really that we're disagreeing with the original assumption, but it's just that the seriousness of it merits.
All the Gemara says, it's not conclusive. What the Gemara wanted to show is that we don't need Rabbi Elozer, we know it without Rabbi Elozer, we know from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, you can't take it from there because you can say that the Mishnah is speaking about Lo Motzosi Dam, I didn't find out.
So the Gemara is saying not that we learn the mission this way, but we can learn
it this way. That's right. We can learn it this way. It's not conclusive. No, excuse me. But when you've got you reach a point like this in the Gemara, then let us say some people learn only Mishnah. They can't take Gemara. Too much for them. Their spiritual and intellectual digestive system cannot stomach and cannot tolerate Gemara. It's too strong for them, you see. So they learn only Mishnayos. And for Mishnayos only we've got the Rav. Now unfortunately we haven't got a Mishnayos with the Rav here. But it's possible. Thank you very much, David.
Rav,
thank you.
Rav,
are we pardon? No. Rav Dr. Nura. 1,000 years after Rav Shmuel. He's a Rishon. I'm almost certain that he would say, yeah, he would say that he would say Shepherd Shabbos Bezin Yoshim Yoris Beyoshim Yamakurke. She imoyula time is pursued him or you might pull a Bezin. He would say, time is pursued me. Le Motzosi Dam. He would say that, you see. And he would base it on this Gemara. That's what he would do. Philip, what do you want to ask me?
Well,
I wanted to ask a language question, but I think once you go through the Rashi, once more it's clear.
All right. But I'm not going to go through it once more, I'm going to go on. First, because I've got a certain amount to finish, and then I'll go over the whole lot again.
Okay,
fine. Right. But I want you to get the Hinuch of the Gemara. David, are you catching up what is there? Now, next piece of Gemara. Here we come a very interesting piece of Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Said Rav Yehuda that Shmuel said, Ho'ome pesa posuach motzosi neemon lahapsido kesuboso. If a person comes and says pesa posuach motzosi, he is believed to the extent to make her lose her kesuba.
Contradicts the Rashi before.
So we have to get out of the difficulty. Now you tell me how I'm going to get out of the difficulty. I don't know how to get out of a difficulty like this. What do I do?
Go further.
I beg your pardon?
Go further. Read the Rashi.
Oh, look at Rashi.
Rashi, and this would have to
go on, because I'm sure that if we notice this, I'm sure
all
that
right, all right, it's not quite like that, but it's a good idea to go on. It's a good idea to go. It's not quite like that, but it's a good idea to go on. Let's see how far. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, Neemon Lapsidu Kesubosa. He is believed and he can make a loser Kesuba. Omar Rav Yosef, said Rav Yosef, Michael Mashmelon, what is the big chidush of Shmuel? Tanuno, we have learned this in a Mishnah. But this is a later Mishnah. In fact, this is it's next Mishnah, but one, but two. In a later Mishnah, you remember that in Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Mishnah, Eretz Yisrael was divided into two parts. There was Yehudo, and there was the Golim. Yehuda was a smaller part geographically, Goli was a larger part. And they were different minhagim, and please don't translate minhagim as customs, translate it as precedents. So there were different precedents set in Yehuda from those in Goli and vice versa. Now, for example, in Goli, the law was as follows. As soon as a man was mekadesh a woman, before Kiddushin there wasn't any yichud. Yichud means a man and a woman being together. Before Kiddushin there couldn't be any yichud. How can a man be a woman together with a woman unless she is his wife or his mother or his sister? Can't be alone with a woman. So, before Kiddushin can't be. Once there's been Kiddushin, then there can't be Yichud also not. The Yichud is only after the Chuppah. So, after Kiddushin, as we learned, she went back to her parents' home, he went back to his parents' home. And they used to meet, there wasn't Yichud. They used to meet in the dining room when everybody was about, but there was no yichud. That was in Golim. In Yehuda, after the erusin, they made the yichud. We make the yichud after the chuppah. That is when we make the yichud. Today we make the yichud after the chuppah. And that is the way they did it in the Golil. In Yehuda, they made the Yichud after the Eirus. Now, when there is Yichud, what can happen? One of two things. Either nothing can happen, or everything can happen. You don't know. It's Yichud. One of the other. So in Yehudo, don't forget that there was Yichud in Eirus. Now, another thing used to happen in the difference between Golil and Yehuda. In Golil, when the Chosim used to go and visit the Kala, if they say, asked him to stay for dinner, he would say, well, I've made arrangements. All right, come Friday night for dinner. He said, Friday night, you know, it's a long way back. So say you won't stay long. After dinner you go, fine, comes for dinner. And he comes for dinner, he's still a bit shy. In Yehudo, it was an accepted thing. Okay, dinner, yes, or before dinner. Haven't you got a long way to go? Oh, I'll manage, doesn't matter. I'll come for dinner. Why was it different in Yehudo? Because in Yehudo it already had Yichud with her. So his relationship with her is a different one. It's more intimate already. He's not shy of her anymore. He's not embarrassed in her presence anymore. So it's a different relationship altogether. Is that clear? So now you see the difference between the doubt. The Gemara says as follows. We learned in the Mishnah, Ho ochel eitzel chomo bi Yehudo shelo ve'edim eina yochel liten tainas pesuri. If a person has eaten with his father-in-law in Yehudo, and there weren't any witnesses there, chomov is his father-in-law. We had the word before, when we were doing about the death in the morning.
Why is he called a shver?
Yes, word. Are you pardon?
Why is he called a shver in Yiddish?
Why they call the fruit of a palm tree dates? Dates are on the calendar, not on the palm tree. If a person eats with his father-in-law in Yehuda, shall no be aided without witnesses, that is, there's no chaperone. He can't have a taina of the psulim. Because there's already been yichud. So he can't have a taina of the psulim there. A plea of the Suli. So let us say that he comes and he wants to reduce the Kesuba in Yehuda. He wants to reduce the Kesuba. Or he can't have a taina of the Suli. Now, the Gemara makes the inference. In Yehuda, the Yehuda Huda la Motsitoi, or the Golil Motsitoi. So it's in Yehuda that he hasn't got the plea of the Sulim. But in outside of Yehuda, in Golil, he can tie it. So now in Golil, he can tie the Sulim. But I want to know, what does it mean? So for what purpose does he? He says, he comes and ties the Sulim. I didn't find the Sulim. What does it mean? For what purpose didn't he find the Sulim? Ulamai. And for what purpose? Ila Ostro Olov. If it comes to make her prohibited to him, be Yehuda Amaylo, then in Yehuda, why can't he say, I didn't find the Suli? He says, I know that I didn't have an association with her. There was Yehud, you're right. And I did see her afterwards, but I know that I didn't have an association with her, and I find that she hasn't got any Suli. So how can I live with her? She's an Ashes Kohen. I'm a Kohen, how can I live with her? Then even in Yehudo, that would be accepted. Ero love, but surely love, sido ketsuboso. But it's a case of being mafsid her ketsuba. Ude kotoin, taino, my love, the kotoin, tainas, pesa, pesuach. And surely, says the Gemara, when he tainas, he is timing a Pesach Posuach. He says, I found a Pesach Posuach. So we see from here that if he says, I found a Pesach Posuach, that he is believed and she loses her Kesuba. Answers the Gemara Lodekoto in Tainus Domi. If he's speaking when he Tainus a Tainus Domi, but if he Tainus Pesach Posuach Matosi, it's not conclusive. I can say with Pesach Posuach, she doesn't lose her Kesuba. I'll have to go through the details with you when the second time I go through it. I just want to get the idea. David, what you?
I don't get the idea. Why do you bring in Yehuda?
Because of the inferences. Because of the inferences. Otherwise, I can't get the inferences can't come out. I'll come to that. Yes.
The actually gives us the Suba. Yes,
the chuta.
Yes. So yes. Suppose he's in Yehuda, and they have Yehuda mitzvahs, and he finds Pesach Pesuah.
Yes.
Or there's no Don. At that point, and he's a Kohen.
Yes.
Does he? What does he do? He hasn't married her yet.
At the time of Erusin, we find that he is.
Yeah, because it's assumed that that's what's going to happen. They have already been Erusin.
Well, we don't want it to happen.
I know.
But they didn't mind it, you see.
Right.
Well, if it happened, it happened, sort of thing.
So what do they do?
Then the same question arises when it comes to the Beis Din and he says, I didn't find the suit.
Even though he hasn't been Kufa yet.
Yes. In Yehuda he had come before. We've seen it happen.
The point that we're making here is that he wasn't. He claims that he didn't have an association with
him. Larry asks, what happens if he did? And he didn't find the suit, and he knows he didn't find it. And he doubts now whether he can keep her.
Why should she be asked to him?
Why should she be a suitor to him?
For the same reason.
It's right. It's quite right. It's before Erusin.
This is the time of Erusin. Erusin just happened. Nothing could have happened between Erusin and
Erusin. That's right. So it must have happened before Erusin.
But if you were the Kohen.
Even before Erusin.
So the whole question would be
The Kohen is only after Erusin, even if it's the Ones, even if she was forced. It's still a Sura. So the only question is, it's quite right, sorry, thank you very much, it's quite right. The only question is, does she get 200 or does she get 100?
But this could be 3 months after Erusin.
That what?
No, the Yichud is only right after Erusin. It doesn't take place again until the Erusin soon, right?
Yes,
there's only one Yichud.
Yeah.
So the issue is only.
But if 3 months afterwards he had an association with her, because Libo Gaspoid, and he hasn't said 3 months afterwards, then of course you are absolutely right, and he's got to come to the Beis Din and the same process.
But she's still representing herself as a Tzua.
Oh, pardon?
But she's still representing herself as a Tzua.
With?
At the time of everything.
Five, all right.
So he has an association.
So all then he says, and he reduces the Kesuba to 100. You see, I know what's worrying you, but I can't deal with those things later on in the Gemara it's going to deal. He has got another kind of a claim. He can say, I married you as a Basula, but that's not what I find you not a Basula. That is a double thing that the Gemara explains. I beg your pardon? That's a question of Mecca's
door. The only issue we're talking about is what happens during between Erusin
and Chuppah.
And whether there's something that goes on during that period.
Yeah.
Or
so to understand correctly, the Vassal was saying is that if Yehud takes place immediately after the Rosh Hashanah, that it's Batuach Vav Taftav.
right? Because there's no time.
Of course, yes, there must have been love crafted.
That's what we have today.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
What is the evil gospel? Not.
He becomes accustomed to
it. He has no claim. It's not
yes.
under him.
All right. Now, just let me explain this little piece of Gemara to you again. So you get it. What is it that we want to prove? We want to prove that Pesach Pesuach makes her lose the kesuvah. We want to bring it from a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says as follows. If a person eats with his father-in-law in Yehudo, without witnesses, without chaperones, then he can't have a time of pursuit. So what is the inference? In Yehuda, you can't have a time of pursuit. But in Golil, you can. So we know. In Yehuda you can't because there's been Yichud. But in Golil you can have a timeless pursuit. Now, for what purpose is the timeless pursuit? If you will say it is a question that she should become prohibited to him, then in Yehuda why can't you have a timeless pursuit? He knows, he says, I know that I didn't have an association with her. There was Yichud, but I know that nothing happened. And I find that she isn't a Mitzula. And I'm a Kohen. Of course, she becomes a Sula to him. So it can't speak about a question of her becoming prohibited to him. Because in Yehuda, that would also be. So it must be speaking about a kesubah. So in Yehuda, he can't have a time left for a kesubah, because we'll say to him, there was a yichud and everything was set right for it. But in Golil, there can be a time left for kesubah. What is his plea when it comes to the Bezdin? What is his plea? Says the Gemara, I would take it that his plea is Pesach Pesuach. Says the Gemara, no, his plea is Domim. So we haven't got a, so with Domim, he makes a loser Kesuvah. But with Pesach Pesuach, we haven't got a proof that he makes a loser Kesuvah. Yes?
What is this holiness not being gained by this?
I've got to go a little bit further in the Gemara. Itmar, says the Gemara, Itmar we learn. Now, the Gemara again wants to show that he can prevent her getting her kesuvah. Itmar we learn, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Now this is not a Mishnah, it's not a Beraisa, it's a Memra of Amaroi. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben El-Ozer, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben El-Ozer, Chachomim Tiknu Lohem Livnos Yisroel Libesul Mosayim Lolmon Amon. The Chachomim enacted a law that for a kesubah, for a besula, the kesubah is 200, and for an almona, for a widow, the kesubah is 100. That was their enactment. Enactment number one. Enactment number two, v'heim e'emunu she'im oma pesach pesuach motosi ne'emah. And their second enactment was that if he said Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, he is believed. He is believed with regard to what? With regard to the kesubah. So she wouldn't get 200, but she would get 100. So here we've got an open proof
that if he says Pesach Pesuach won't so see, he is believed with regard to the Kesef, and this is indisputable. Yaakov, are you with me? Yes.
The Gemara, I think, is looking at the case. What if someone marries someone who's a grusha, or not even a grusha? What if someone marries someone who's not a grusha? They had a relationship before.
You'd say it's the same as Amor.
So then, doesn't matter. So then, if that's true, then he wouldn't have a. If he thinks that she's not a Tzula, it doesn't matter if he thinks it was Tzula or Tzula. Either way.
No, if it was Tzula, it would be a Surah. If it would be not Tzula, if you're talking about 100 or 200.
Yeah, we just said. Yeah, dear, this is a statement that is made. The statement is made, the statement falls into two parts. The first one is a basulo gets 200 and a non-basulo gets 100. The second statement is, if he says, Pesach Pesuach won't so see, he is believed and she loses the thing, the basulo. She loses 200. She gets only 100. That's all. So we see from here that with the Taina of Pesach, Pesuach, Motsosi, he is believed and she loses the Pesuach. You follow? I'm just looking at my watch because there's some exciting stuff that we've got to deal with here. I'm not even doing the skeleton yet. Just getting just breaking a little bit of ground, so that we can understand what it is about. Have you got the idea? So just take this part quickly. Itma we have learned. Top of the page. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Elosa. Rav Nachman said that Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Elosa. Chachomim tiknu lehem lifnes Yisrael ibesulam osayim ulamon amon. The Chachomim made an enactment. And this enactment fell into two parts. It's an amendment with two clauses. Clause number one, a basula gets 200 and a non-basula gets 100. Clause number two, the heim he'eminuhu, and those same chachomim believed him, she'im oma pesach posuach motzosi ne'emon, that if he says pesach posuach motzosi, he is believed and she doesn't get 200, she gets only 100. Those are the two. But here we've got it clear. You can't argue with it. Here it's got it clear that a person is believed to be mafsi the kasuba, he can be mafsi the kasuba. Clear. So we've got a question of it also. But we are learning according to Rashi, we've got to understand that. Fine. But you're right. You see a difference. Now, just let us finish this piece of Gemara, because I've got to finish this piece of Gemara with you today. Ask the Gemara, in kein maho ilu chachomim betakantum. So, what is the chokhmah that the chachomim did? They made it a takana that you give that a woman is entitled to 200. Very nice. Very nice. And if he wants to, what can he do? All he wants to, he can say, Pesach Pesuach Motzosi. And it's an ordinary woman, it's not an Aishas Kohen. But let us rather learn it as we've learned it all along, because it's going to be much easier to understand that in speaking about Aishas Kohen. So we are consistent, we go all along Aishas Kohen. So now the Gemara asks, what is the chokhmah that the Chachomim did? They say, you've got to give a woman 200. And if he doesn't want to give her 200, all he says, Pesach Pesuach Motzosi.
and he can stop it. And there's nothing you can do. If Dam, she can come and she can show the Dam. But we say, we just, he knows that if all he has to say is Pesach, Pesach, Matzos, and she doesn't give it to Sufa. So the Gemara asks, so what did the Chachomim achieve? They did something for the girl. What did they do for the girl? She gets a kesuba of 200. But he can do away with it with a few words. Answers the Gemara. And yet, answers the Gemara. Omar Rovo said, Rovo, Chazoko ein odom teureach bisehudo umafsido. This is the chazoka that there is. If he says that Pesach posuach motzosi, and it's an aishes kareh, that means that he's got to divorce her. That he will, and she get only 100. That means, now look here, that he will go to all the trouble of making a reception and making a banquet and making a dinner. And he's going to all that trouble, and he's going to, and just say Pesach Pesuach in order to it doesn't make sense. So if he does say Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, then it's the truth. But he wouldn't make a lie, tell a lie and lose all that just to avoid the 100 or the 200.
Where is it apparent from these two members that when the second member says that he is Neman, that it has anything to do with the Ksuba? That maybe you don't. Right. Maybe that's what it's talking about. Right.
No.
It means that he may be Neman the Oster. It's like Rashi says, maybe.
Oh no, because it goes together. Chachomim tiknu lehem libnos Yisraeli besula b'sayim v'lamuna mono v'ahim he'eminuhu.
That he believed, for Osra, yes. Why necessarily that she should lose the Ksuba?
Because it goes Osra together. Those are the two promises that they made. They made the Ketorna for the Ksuba, and he believed to that to make her lose it. You see, for that we've got Rabbi Elazar saying that. But this is made. This is a these two Ketornas are Ketornas with regard to the Ksuba. So now we know it, not because of a din of Nehemonis, but they instituted it like that. They said, for us, we institute the law that she must get a kesuba, but we also institute that if he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, she loses the kesuba.
What does Rashi do with this?
What does he do with this?
I think Rashi says that it has no effect on the kesuba.
Oh, that is a point we've got to discuss. What would you answer?
I think part of the answer to Saul's question might be in the language of the Gemara here. Hachamim tachnu lahem livnot Yisrael.
Yes.
For the daughters of Israel, they made these two tachanot. So if it was to make her asur to himself, we wouldn't use this language. I think that could be a clue.
And what Saul asks is, because Rashi said with Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, he can make her forbidden to him, but he can't make her do the
right, because it's only one witness and he's involved, and so we can't ask her to lose because
there are that's what Rashi says. He can't make her lose the Pesuach. That's what Rashi says. Now, first of all, the Yerushalmi says that in David also. So that is what Rashi, the Yerushalmi, says that Rabbi also says, Neemon the Ostro Olof Avolola of Sido Kesubosa. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So Rashi takes that. But when we've got the other laws, that when Rabbi Huda Omar Shmuel Ola Pesach Pesuach Neemon Afsid of Kesubosa, when he makes that statement, he makes that statement independently of Rabbi Elazar and in opposition to Rabbi Elazar. He says not only is he Bachi's belief, even he's even believed to make a loser kesuba. Well, you see, you put me into the position now that I've got to explain that to you a little bit better. I told you I was leaving this for the more exciting things, but let me explain it to you straight away. How Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel lived. The question is, you see, you can ask even a better question than that. And that is, in the first part of the Gemara that we learned tonight, you can sit back a bit now. You can sit back and I'll just explain this to you. In the first part of the Gemara that we learned tonight, he said the other meaning of the Gemara. If she gets married, must get married on Thursday, because we are afraid to wait until Monday, must get married on Wednesday, because she gets married on Thursday, we are afraid of Kure Das. What are we afraid of? This is the Gemara. If to give her a kesuba, let him give her a kesuba. So the Gemara, it must be because so the Gemara's other reader, the assumption is that even if he gives her that we say if he wants to give her a kesuba, let him give her a kesuba, and for her to be prohibited to him, no, she doesn't become prohibited to him. But there is a possibility that she doesn't become prohibited to him, and nevertheless he doesn't have to give her kesuba. How is that possible? Now let me explain it to you like this. Pesach Pesuach. The time is Pesach Pesuach. And we say that we've got a doubt here. Against that doubt, she's got a chazoko. And her chazoko is very strong. Pardon? Well, we've got no. You see, yeah. So, she's got a chazoko. Was she born submitted to him or not? So she's got a cheskes heter. That she was born in the position that she was permitted to. He tainus Pesach Pesuach Motsosi. If we say that Pesach Pesuach Motsosi is a doubt, we are doubtful about it, because at this stage of the Gemara says we don't know it. It's trying to bring a proof. If we say it's a doubt with us, then on his side it's a doubt, it's a sophist. On her side, she's got a cheskes heter. So the cheskes heter is stronger than the doubt. For her. How was she born? Was she born permitted to him or not permitted to him? So we say that is a chazoko. She's got a chazoko that she was permitted to him. Well, a precedent, an assumption, it's a chazoko. It's a chazoko. It's a... She was born permitted to him. It's a doubt whether she is permitted to him or not. He raises a doubt. But she has got a chivka heter, which is stronger. Right. Now comes the question of the ketsuba. He says, perhaps I don't owe you the ketsuba. He has also got a chazoka. He's got a chazoka that he's got the money, which is the strongest chazoka of all. Therefore, you've got to prove that you were a basula.
Why is having the money a
chazoka? Because it's 9.9 tenths of the law. It's not a chazoka. If you've got it, this ship, if I come here to him where I say, this is, you've got my ship, take it off, give me my ship. Why shouldn't I be believed? So what's that? That you've got it, chazoko, this is an assumption that it's yours. If it's in your possession, it's yours. If I want to take it away from you, I've got to bring two witnesses that it is mine. But you've got chazoka that is yours.
Not really, in this case, it's ksuba, because she's holding the ksuba. It's like she's holding a passport.
Yes, it's a claim. It's a claim. But let us say, if you come to me with a shtar, a document, and I say, this is a forged document. Bring the witnesses to affirm or confirm their signatures. You see, the witnesses, they've gone to Hawaii. Bring them back. You see, they're in the wires. They don't know where they are. I don't have to pay you. You've got to bring the proof. Because I have got a chazoka.
There's something rather special about the ketuba that, for example, she's not allowed to waive her rights, and that you're not allowed to persuade her to, or pressure her to waive her rights.
She can waive a lot of rights.
You're not allowed to put pressure on her to waive her rights. There's something explicitly said to
that. That's a different thing, but she can do a lot. She can sell it to if she wants to. And in the town of the Gomorrah, I mean, that is, today we wouldn't allow it for other reasons. Because we wanted to have the security. For other reasons. But, he has got a cheska, we call it a cheskas more kamo. He's got first ownership of it. Don't take it away. You've got to bring proof. You can't do it without bringing proof. So he's got a very strong case. That is why the Chachomim come along and they he's got a very strong case here. So the Chachomim come along and they say, we believe him. If he says, then the Pesach of Pesuah from Tosi, we believe him. Yes.
How does someone prove their Pesuah? I mean, one has to start from the assumption.
Well, he is believed, Chazoka in Odom Terech Bisehudo Umapsido. He is a Chazoka, he's got a different Chazoka also. That a man would tell a lie in order to save himself 200 zuzis and lose all the money for the wedding. Person doesn't do that. The chazoka.
It's not quite the same
because here it's a different type. If this is a chazoka, you're dealing with something. They're all different types of chazokas, as I explained to you. A chazoka, this is
belongs to the person who's wearing it. That is a chazoka. If you want to take money out of me, you've got proof, but I'm cheskes morei kama. I'm the first owner of it. Good, you've got a shtar. But I am the first owner of the money. The shtar came after I had the money.
Like they do a bit being with the shtar, and they can order you to take money.
If they're satisfied with it. But if there's a doubt on the shtar,
so we know
you can't do it.
We know from
shtar is a document.
So we know that he means to be telling the truth. All that we don't know is whether or not he can be honestly mistaken.
But we know he means to tell the truth. And the Gemara says that the Chachomim accepted it. Just if we finish this piece of Gemara, Omar of a Chazok in order to write into the Mafsido. Tono, we learned this another piece has got very little to do with Gemara before, but I just wanted to finish it all. It says the Tono, we learned, Hoil uknas Chachomim hu. So I just want you to get these terms right. A person's possessions are divided into three categories of quality. There is, first of all, idis, which is known as the best. There is beinunis, the in-between, and there is diburis, which is the worst.
Just like
we put it
on
the
TV.
Best, middle quality, and worst. It is Bainanis and Vibulis. Now, there is such a thing as Knas. Knas is a fine. And if the Bainanis imposes a fine upon a person, he is permitted to pay from Vibulis.
What are the distinctions? What's the difference?
Equality.
In other words, it was a client or a fine assignment in the second.
Well, this is crime, mm-hmm. And this is third grade, and this is middle grade.
You're all four cows. You can get in the worst. I see. So they're not different words, though.
And not that, the same.
The difference is in quality.
Quality. Only the kind is exactly the same.
I see.
It's a difference in quality. Now, in the deen, this plays an important part because a debt, how a debt has got to be paid. If there is no money to pay for the debt, and you said that to be paid in kind, must be kept on eating, bailing to be good. But we are dealing with a subject that is knas. Now, knas is a fine. A fine is paid from the good. Hasn't got to be paid from the best or from the middle. It can be paid from the worst. So this is just a piece of Gemara I want to include it in this. To round it all off, says the Gemara Tano, we learned in a Beraisa, that is. How il uknas chachomim hu? Since a kesubo is a knas chachomim, a fine of the chachomim. Well, the Gemara is immediately going to be asked, what kind of a fine is this? But we will soon come to that. Since this is a fine of the Chachomim, lo tibba elo mina ziburis. She can claim only from ziburis. Ask the Gemara, knoso? A fine? My knoso? For what is the fine? Fine is that he's done something wrong. For what is the fine? Elo no, says the Gemara, emo say, hoilu tekonas chachomim hu. Since it is a tekonas chachomim, lo tigba elo mina ziburis.
then she claims only from the Ziburis. She can claim from the worst, and she can't claim from the best. That little piece of Gemara. I just want to do the pshat of it again. Says the Gemara Tano, we learn, Hoilu Knas Chachomim Hu. Since this is a Knas of the Chachomim. Now the Havaminu of the Gemara is, why is it called Knas? Because it's an the Chachomim impose it upon him from without.
No, 200.
The 200 that you get.
The whole ksuba is a point.
So the Gemara, the Havamina of the Gemara is, it's imposed from without. It's imposed from without. The Gemara, the Chachomim come along and they say, look, you're going to marry a woman. You're going to marry a woman. What are you going to give her? What do you mean, what am I going to give her? I'm going to give her, she'll be able to sleep under my roof. I'll give her clothing, I'll give her food. What do you expect me to give her? They said, in addition to all that, we want you to give her 200. So they impose it upon you. So the Havad Amin of the Gemara is, that is a knas. So the Gemara says, a knas, you say, that is a knas. A knas is a fine. What did he do wrong? Says the Gemara, we don't mean that it's a fine. We don't mean that it's a knas, that he's done something wrong. What we mean is that the konas chachomi is something that's been imposed upon him. And since it's been imposed upon him, and it's not an obligation for something that he owes, therefore she pays only from the people. Just let us leave it at that. He pays from the Zibur. He pays from the Zibur.
We're only talking about if it's a debt, right?
Yes, of course. Or death. Or death, yes. He pays from the Zibur. But still, okay, we've got a lot to discuss here. First of all, is the Kasuba only Midrabona? If you look at your Kasuba, you'll find the Chozi Lechi. Vayahivna lechi ksav moa besulechi ksav zuzi meyoson dechozi lechi midoraisa. In your kasuba, it says that your bride gets it from the Torah. You follow? And here it says that it's midrabono. So all this we've got to understand what this kasuba is. We haven't touched on this question yet. We've got the Tosfos, we've got to go into all the details of it. We're just covering the mere skeleton. Yes?
Just a small technical question. Why doesn't it say Hoyol Knas? Why is it Uknas? Since it is a penalty, why does it say since?
That's an expression. Hoyol Knas Chachomim Hi. Now, you see, that word, that Uknas, always surprised that I've never seen books of grammar dealing with this subject. I've never seen it in a Hebrew grammar, and I've looked all over for it. For example, here is a verse in the Kol Hanikro Vishmi. Anyone who is called by my name, the lichvodibrosim. What does that mean? The lichvodibrosim.
And to my honor,
I have created him.
So what does it mean? Yetzartiv af asitiv. What does it mean? And to my honor, I've created him, formed him and worked. And to my honor, what does the end do? If it would be without the end, everything that is called by my name, I have created him for my honor. But everything that is called by my name and for my honor, I created him. What's the end there?
That is.
What it means is kula mikrobishmi, everything that is called by my name, that is indeed for my honor I've created it. And I can't understand, I've never seen that
with the rest of the silk, maybe it's connected up to the
I've never been able to see that. I mean, it's a grammatical point. And this is another example of it. Since indeed it is a knas chachomim, no tidba. But that's an expression that we use. Have you got it? Call us into our Vishnu.
I haven't, and just as he immediately went to Ibn Ezra, because he would be the one person who would deal with it. And he says, he always says, the Yod Kavod Vishmi, Rafiv Zeha'am, Apatiti, Atam Vishikanti, Rabbi Shlomo Bav, Aturim, Zawirev, etc. Okay, the point is, he is, I think he, you know, can see that Ibn Ezra is concerned with, would be concerned with it. He was the only, of all the Mepharshim, he'd be the one that would pick up on grammatical. I mean, I can understand.
It is kola mikrobishmi shehem am Hashem. The kola mikrobishmi, that is the Am Yisrael, the Am Hashem. V'lich v'odi, lir yos kovod lishmi borosim seho om. But he doesn't leave out the vav. He just leaves out the vav, that's all he does.
The vav is all right because you have two more verbs at the end of the sentence that there can be a compound subject for.
No, but what does it mean? And for my all glory I've created him. And he doesn't put in the in
anything that satisfies these two conditions. One, that I created that that I created him and that I generated him for my glory.
No.
He is what I created. I mean, you can work the sentence.
No, you can't. Call Hani Krovishmi, everyone who is called by my name, did what?
And whom I created for my glory,
did what?
He satisfied these two conditions.
What does this mean? For
it
what?
Could mean that only those that.
And the others he didn't fall.
But not for his glory.
Kid, but he doesn't say that. You
said
that is. It's got you, because you've got to have your main clause. And the main clause is Michvel Vibrosim. That's what Ibn Ezra says.
Yes.
So what is the verb? He doesn't explain the verb. So I said the verb is an emphatic. Indeed, for my glory have I created.
Okay,
and
you use
not a verb conjunctive.
No.
And I can't find any, but several times in the
book. The vav is an intensifier.
I've got to go on with this before.
Okay.
I've got to get out. Now, this Gemara, I'm just because of your, but it's an expression, that's the way we speak, you see. Now we've got a position like this. We're learning the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi says, if a person says, Omer Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, Ne'emon La'esmon. That's how we also speak. And Rashi said, but not to be Maksi the Kesuva. Why not to be Maksi the Kesuva? That he can't do. Why? Because, and we went through this whole reasoning very carefully, because it's Shavi Aleich HaTichod Yisuro, and Shavi Aleich HaTichod Yisuro is only as far as he himself is concerned, not as far as anybody else is concerned. He can make a Asura to him the same as he can do for a piece of meat. The Shulchan can say it's kosher and everything, for everybody else it's kosher, but for me it's not kosher. I say, I know that it's not. But how can you do it? How can you say it? For myself, I can say it. But the Kesuba concerns her, therefore, we can't do it as far as her is concerned. She gets the Kesuba. That is Rabbi El-Ozor's thing.
when we get to this stage in the Gemara, where we already accept Rabbi Elazar's thing, we've gone through it, we've analyzed it, and we can say it can only be by H.S. Cohen and Pechusim and Baskimuchon and Be'am Echot. You remember those terms, Michael. It can only refer to that. We come now till to where we reach, till tonight, we reach the stage where now there's no question about Rabbi Elazar's thing. It is true that we can't bring a proof from it from the Mishnah. Still, but Rabbi Elazar's din we can accept that if he says Pesach for Tzuach Motzosi, Ne'emon Lehosro Olam. Now the Gemara brings a new question. But Kesuba, he didn't say it. Omer Rabbi Huda Omer Shmuel Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzosi Ne'emon Avsidu Kesubas. Now we've got another thing that Shmuel said that Ne'emon is even permitted, he can be Mapsidu Kesubas, he can make a loser Kesubas. But that's not what Rabbi Elazar says. We learn in Kodula, that's not what Rabbi Elazar says. Perfectly true. Rabbi Elazar says that he can't be mafsid per kesuba. Shmuel says he can be mafsid per kesuba. So Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. Make a loser, yes. So Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. We've got that clear. Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. We are really concerned. How is it any proof from it? The Gemara ends up by saying it was a Tachonis Chachomim. The Chachomim made. So from the point of view of Shavya Lechatichu Yisuro, he can't make a loose Kesuba. And when he says, and what Rabbi Elazar says is, that when I say my din of Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzosi Ne'emon LeEsro Olam, my din as far as the legality of it is concerned, as far as the legal workings of it is concerned, as far as the legal reasoning of it is concerned, can't apply to the Kesuba. Because what is the legal reasoning for it? The legal reasoning is it's Ne'emonis. It's Shavya Lechaticha Yisuro. He is believed as far as he himself is concerned. I know that this is forbidden to me. You know that if it's forbidden to you, then to you, you can't have it. But to make a loser to Suba, that not. Not on this principle. Shmuel comes along, he loses a Kesuba. On a different principle, not on this principle. What is the principle? It works out. This is a special enactment of the Chachomim. They made it easy. They introduced the Kesuba, and they made it easy for her to lose the Kesuba. Of course it worries us. The Gemara says, so what's the great Chochmah in it? Said because he won't do it easily. He won't do it easily. He won't say Pesach Pesuach just to make a loser Kesuba. If he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, we have got proof because of the Chazoka that Ein Odom Tereach Bisa'udah, the Ein Lo. That's proof that he's telling the truth. So we believe him and he can lose the Kesuba. But what I want you to understand is that the working of it is not the same. Am I making myself clear?
It's a different reasoning. So in other words, the fact that
it's not because of Shavya Lechaticha Yisura that she loses a Kesuba. She doesn't lose a Kesuba because of that. So the call is Chachomim. She loses a Kesuba because of a different matter, a different reasoning altogether.
Which saying
doesn't
invalidate Rabbi
Elazar. No, Rabbi Elazar says, I am concerned with the according strict working of the deed.
complete working of the din is out. I gave you an example once before. I had a shayla once in Johannesburg. Women from some big women's organization, you've got a duster here in South Africa, the women's big organization is the South African Jewish Women, Women's Dynasty, South African Jewish Women's Dynasty. They came to me and they wanted to have an affair on Saturday night. What do they want? You call it a barbecue here. Mm-hmm. A barbecue. So I said to them, if you're going to have it on Saturday night, when are you going to prepare the meat? They said, well, we knew you'd ask me that question. We want to have a barbecue so we don't have to salt and soak the meat. Now, yeah, you've got a position with butchers that they sold the first of meat and anything. We didn't have it in South Africa in those days. Even now, it's rare. It's beginning to be done. They said, we will roast the meat, and then we don't have to soak and salt, which is correct. I didn't want them to know that. But that was correct. So I said, I'm not allowing it. You've got to soak and salt the meat. What is my basis for saying that?
Yeah, but how do people define roast in a way that is...
Because you've got to, now you've got to be a London in order to make, especially you're making it in big amounts, you've got to know how far the flame has got to be from the meat. And you've got to keep the flame away. It mustn't be too far and it mustn't be too near. And there you fall for hundreds and hundreds of people you are making it. And the Chilul Shabbos that I was certain could come into it. I said, no, you've got to soak and you've got to salt the meat. Fine. So they can't have it on Saturday night. They haven't been accused of it. Sunday night is when it was. Now, on what basis did I do it? On the same basis that I say my wife may be telling you've got to salt and soak that meat. Not on that same basis, differently altogether. A different reasoning altogether. On Rabbi Elazar's reasoning, on that reasoning, she can't lose the Kesuvah. He can make her prohibited to him, but the Kesuvah she must get. To make her lose the kesuvah, that's a different thing. That is an enactment. The Chachomim did it like that. They accepted that plea, but not because of that reason. They introduced the kesuvah, and they've got the power to do it, which is a different reasoning altogether. Am I making myself clearer? That is the way we learn the Rashi on the difference between Rabbi Elazar and the other. Since they introduced it, they've got the power to do it. They introduced it, and they've got the power to do it.
Is the take from this that before the Tanaim and Moharim, they were not to vote?
No, that's the test, as I'm saying. Is a kesuvah, is it from the Torah or is it from the Rabbanan?
It's from the Rabbanan, so we know that Mohar was paid. Mohar was paid far back, I think, even in the Chumash.
Of course. That whole thing comes up. That's what Tosfos asks, you see. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Chachomim Tiklu Mashma di Kesuva de Rabon V'chein bo isho Rabo Gabi Eino Kesuva Ke Omer My time at Yochinu L'Rabon and Kesuva Shelo Tehekalu Ba'eno V'Leutzio almost some of the shasovni kesubed rabon and vakosha the nu agudichte vikesubo kesef zuzi meyoson the chose lechi midoraiso. It's written the over we've got to go through this whole piece of Gemara. That is one question. The Tosfos asks, and another place also asks Tosfos. But of course, we've got a big question here. Is it that Tosfos wants to give an interesting answer? The over is, you know. Another very important question. Tosfos says, what happens if it's not an Ashes Kohen? If it's not an Ashes Kohen, and he says, Pesach Pesuach Motzosit. Says Tosfos, then there isn't a Chazokah because he can keep it. He comes, he says, Pesach Pesuach Motzosit. He's not a Kohen. So they say, oh, Pesach Pesuach Motzosit. They say, yes, that's all right, but just a moment, there's a spectator. It could be Tachtov or Lach Tachtov, and even if we say it's Tachtov, perhaps for Ones, so you can keep your wife. He says, yes, thanks very much, all right, I'll keep my wife. What about the Kesuba? What about the Kesuba? He says, the Gemara says, hey, so therefore she shouldn't be entitled to a kesuba or get 100. So what do we do then?
Is as a woman who is anusa, does she get less?
No,
she does not.
She gets. But anyway, but the whole point is. It's the chazoko. On what is the chachomim? A chazoko that ain't orim teorech b'sugudova ainless. So now it's going to come, but he can keep her. So it means the kesuba, the banquet wasn't for nothing. He can keep her.
Right.
So Tosfos says, in that case, he's got to give her the full kesuba. Then we don't believe him.
Right. If he doesn't have to sacrifice his wife,
yes.
Then everybody would say, yeah, I want to save 100.
Yes, then he can't do it. Right. So it can only speak by.
This would be a protection of.
For the woman, of course. That he can't do. He's got to. Only if he loses his wife, then we say, then we believe in that it's true.
But what I was saying before, from the standpoint of the Kesuba, and all the arguments to make over here, how much it is to pay, it would be a spekseka with regards to Kesuba, then it's not. But with regards to Kesuba, if it's a spekseka on her part,
we're going to get that in the text. Whether with a fixed taker she can be mosi the kesuba.
Right.
That we get in the test. All right. Now, I started discussing something with you last week, and I want to go on. I think I've texted you quite enough. I mean, I've just gone through, just prepared you for the Gemara, that you can see the subject is the question of kesuba. Can he be Matzi for Kesuba? We've got to go through the Rashi here still, and we've also got to go through the Tosfos thing that the broader basis is that it's a Takonas Chachamim, and we know that it's a Din from the Torah. We put it in that it's a Din from the Torah. We've got to discuss that here for the
problem is,
fly in all parts of the earth.
All over the world. And maybe it's going to be a huge development.
Now, unfortunately, I haven't got a new knowledge. So there's something else that I want to do.
Okay.
And I... I want to just do something a little bit with you. You know, there are things I started a little bit with you last week already.